Pnimius and the Daf Yomi Gemara Brachos Daf Mem. So on Amid Aleph, the Gemara, in the context of Hilchos Brachos, questions a line in the Mishnah where it said, Al Peros Aretz, you know, the fruit of the land, the fruit of the earth. So, you know, the Gemara says, Pshita, what do you mean? It's obvious that fruit of the earth aren't, you know, trees. So we say, no, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Lo Nitzracha El Rabbi Yehuda. The reason that needs to be specified is to kind of clarify that we're not going like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Chita Min Ilanhu, who holds that Chita, wheat, is actually a type of tree. And where does Rabbi Yehuda say this opinion? So it's a famous Braisa. Titania, we learned in the Braisa, Ilan She'achal Mimenu Adam Arishon, the tree that Adam Arishon ate from in the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, Tovara, was Rabbi Meir, Amar Gefen Haya. Rabbi Meir says it was a vine. It was a vine for grapes. Right? She'in l'cha dever she'mevi yalala al ha'adam el yayin. There's nothing that brings yalala on a person except wine. She'amar vayisht min ha'yayin vayishkar. Where nothing brings trouble and wailing on a person except for wine. And that's why the pasuk says that by Noach, that he drank from the wine and he got drunk. Actually, the Mekubalim point out Dafka from this Gemara and also from similar lines in the Zohar that Noach's whole planting of a vineyard right at that fresh restart was not just due to like a taiva of like, oh, I want to get drunk. You know, it was really due to he was trying to be metakin that sin because, right, one opinion is that it's a das gefenaya. So he was trying to be metakin. He was trying to say, oh, I am now also the yachin. I am now also the only person. And maybe I, who represent all of the future of mankind, could surmount this test, and he was not able to. Right? And Yalala is Gematria Hayayin. So that's the remez of Yalala to Vayishman Hayayin. Okay, that's Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Nachman, says, Te'ena Haisa. It was a Te'ena. It was a fig. It was a fig tree. And what's his raya? Shevedavar sheniskalkulu bo nitaknu. Right? With the same thing that the kilkul happened, the same thing that the destruction happened, the corruption happened, that's also where the rectification is. That's where the rehabilitation is. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, vayisparo alay te'ena, that they sewed together, they did tefira to the leaves of a fig leaves, and that's how they made clothing for themselves. Rabbi Yehuda says, and this is the opinion that the Gemara was trying to get at, chita haisa, that the Eitz Hadas was wheat, and what's the raya for that? She'ein tinuk yoda likros abba ve'imo ad she'yitom tam dalan. Because a child, a tinuk, doesn't yet know, and it's the Eitz Hadas, and a child doesn't know, he doesn't have das, at least das enough to call out abba or ima, until he's already eating, you know, grain, until he's eating, baby cereal, daisa type foods. He's eating, dagon, once until he's at that age where he's already eating solid dagon, he doesn't truly know how to say abba v'ima. He doesn't have the das. So that's why the raya that Adam HaRishon got das from eating chita. So those are the three opinions. Rabbi Meir says gefen, Rabbi Nechemia says te'ina, and Rabbi Yehuda says chita. So there's mahalach brought down. It's brought down in a lot of the Chassidish Svarim by the Yamim Tovim that really all the points of Yamim Tovim and having a chiyuv in Su'udah, which requires bread, and Kiddush, which requires wine, is coming to be metakein the Eitz Hadas, particularly Pesach, which is, we have a real emphasis on the matzah and the dalad kosos, the chita and the yayin. And it's coming to be metakein this inyan that what we try to do, a lot of what we're trying to do is to get back to the state we were before the sin. So, we could use bread and wine, not in the context of the sin, but in the context of holiness, that it will be a big toalis for us. The Ben Yehuda actually points out a beautiful remez. He says that, right, that Shalosh Regalim Techog Li Bashana, right, the Pasuk says that three times a year, Techog, you should have a chag, you should party with me during the year. So he says, Techog, the word Techog is spelled Chaser, it's spelled Taf Ches Gimel. Taf Ches Gimel is also Rashi Tevas for Te'ena Chita Gefen. Right, that those three things are kind of, you know, every yontif or tachog, we're trying to rectify these different aspects. He also connects just on Derech Kabbalah that the three primary spheros that the Yamim Tovim correspond to are Chesed, Gvura, and Tiferes. Not to get into that now, but Chesed, Gvura, and Tiferes is also the Rashi Tevos of tachog, the same Rashi Tevos of Te'ena, Chita, and Gefen. It's a beautiful remez that the Yamim Tovim are coming to be metakin, the chet of Adam HaRishon. But if you look, the Lashonos that most of the Sifrei Chassidus and Sifrei Kabbalah use when they're talking about the tikkun that happens is they only talk about the wine and the bread. The lechem and the ayin and the gefen. They don't talk about so much really the te'ina. And if it's true that everything we're trying to do is to rectify the chet of Adam HaRishon, and then also we should have things, you know, maybe we should be eating dates on, or sorry, figs. We should be eating figs on all of our Yom Tovim. So I want to give just kind of two simple mahalchim that are both very valuable. One is that if you look at the Gemara, actually, the Gemara says that there was a tikkun already associated with it, meaning he saw he was naked, and he put on the clothing as a tikkun. And if you look at the story in the Torah, what happened? The Kodesh Baruch Hu was masking. The Kodesh Baruch Hu said, oh, clothing is the proper tikkun for you. That Adam HaRishon, who ate from the Eitz Hadas, now thinks he's naked, and now recognizes that he's Aram, and he's embarrassed. Hashem says, what's the tikkun for Busha? To wear some clothing. So Hashem is masking him, gives him his own clothing. So maybe you could say that the inyan of the aspect of the Eitz Hadas that's called Te'ina, that there already is a tikkun in that. And in fact, you can find that in the Gemara. Gemara says, Shebedever Shenes Kalkulu Bo Nitaknu. Right, with the thing that the kilkul is, that's where the tikkun happened, meaning the tikkun happened. The tikkun was a good tikkun. That's one, and that would also make sense because who says this? Dafka, the Baal of this Maimer, is Rabbi Nechemia, right? That there was a Nechama, that, right? That Nacham Ka, that Hashem was having Nechama already in the fact that Adam HaRishon recognized his sin and decided to put on the Te'ina. Meaning sometimes we look at the Te'ina and the putting on the Ale Te'ina, putting on the beged made out of fig leaves as like part of the sin. Like he sinned. He noticed he was naked, and he put on these clothes because he was naked. But there's another way to look at the story that he sinned, he noticed he was naked, and that was the sin, and now he's already working on the tikkun for that is, I'm suffering from something called busha, I'm suffering from a mindset called busha, and I don't know how to overcome it, so I'm gonna put on try to start to hide up things to make that busha more maintainable and to compartmentalize it. They say, no, it's covered, it's hidden. That's one approach. The other approach you could say is really that's the whole Indian of Malbushe Yantif, that there really is a chiyuv that you're supposed to wear Levushe Shabbos, Levushe Yantif. In fact, there's halachos about, you know, where do Levushe Yantif fall in the ranks of Levushe Shabbos, Levushe Chol Moed. There's halachos about this, that the concept of a Levush, of Tikkun Levush, is something that we're doing all the time. That it's not just for Shabbos and Yantif particularly, but there we have an extra level of nice Levush. What I want to connect it to is to connect it to a little bit of that's a little bit of the secret of Purim, because we're Shloshim Yom Kodem Chag already. It's coming up. That Purim, there's a minhag brought down. It's a very Mikori minhag to wear costumes, to dress up. What's the whole idea of a costume? The whole idea of a costume. You know, we know already on Purim, Shloshim Yom Kodem Chag, and that's our lechem. And we know you're supposed to have, wine. Right? That's Chayiv Nishlo B'Sumei B'Puraya. So you have wine. That's the tikkun of Gefen. Where's the tikkun of Te'ina? The answer is we wear costumes on Purim. Right, that to show that in the clothing itself, there's a tikkun that we're putting on different clothing, that we're not wearing our Ale Te'ina anymore, that we're putting on any clothing. That clothing is just part of this process that we have to do, but really we're okay. Really, you know, we're making that tikkun. And in fact, so much of the story of Purim was clothes related, that Mordechai puts on his sack, and you know the king Ahasuerus wants Vashti to come without any clothing, and you know he asks Haman how to honor somebody, Asher Chafetz B'Yakaro, and he says, give him the Levushi Malchus, and Mordechai wears the Levushi Malchus. So much of the story surrounds clothing, because one of the secrets of Purim, one of the most important aspects of Purim, is the concept of Purim as a Levush. It's Purim as the externality, and that's why it's a day that seems like whole, it seems like external. We're allowed to do Malacha, because it's a day where we're being Metakin the Levush, we're being Metakin that outside. So it's true, it could be that most Yom Tivs are just coming to be Metakin, you know, the Gefen Haya and the Chita Haya. So Chazam needed to be Metakin Purim to say, oh, we could also be Metakin Te'ina Haya.